CyWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is CyWorks Radio. Vaccination may be one of our greatest medical success stories. For example, in the late 1940s through the 1950s, the U.S. had about 35,000 cases of polio, a potentially deadly disease. A vaccine was introduced in 1955, and by 1965, only 61 cases were reported. Polio infections have been minimal since. But recently, this country has seen a movement against vaccinations. This has been brought into the mainstream largely by celebrity actors with no scientific or medical training. It's perpetuated by websites that often have something to sell. To help make sense of this, I spoke with Dr. Christopher Ohl, infectious diseases expert at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center and medical director of communicable diseases for the Forsyth County Health Department.
You hear in the anti-vaccine movement that, well, vaccines related to autism. This comes up a lot now, and it's based on a scientific study that suggested that autism and increase in autism that we're seeing may be related to vaccines. Well, after time and further data in large epidemiologic studies, this was debunked. They looked at this particular investigator. It was found that he actually fabricated the data. That journal has pulled that paper and completely refuted its findings. And just to repeat, there is no association of autism with vaccination. And there's a huge body now of scientific evidence on that.
What's in vaccines that people think is problematic?
One of the big ones that comes up is thimerosal. And thimerosal is a small amount of mercury, but that mercury is an organic mercury. It's not like the mercury we fear from exposures where people had problems. It's never been associated with birth defects. It's not been associated with autism. There's very good, scientific studies to show that. Most of the manufacturers have removed the thimerosal, so it's really not an issue. You can ask your provider, may I have a thimerosal-free vaccine?
The result of this misinformation has been a disturbing resurgence of many preventable and potentially deadly diseases. Measles, mumps, whooping cough are all making a comeback after being nearly eliminated.
Last year, we had three epidemics of measles in the United States, and all of these were related to people traveling overseas who were unvaccinated for measles, getting infected and then bringing it back. Including here in the Triad area last year, we had 23 cases of measles that occurred 2 years ago here, and those cases were all related to one person who brought it back into a largely unvaccinated community of people. And this community thought themselves exempt from having to be vaccinated. That outbreak in North Carolina spread. We had several children who had to be hospitalized because of this. Even though it may seem like these diseases are gone, they're still out there, and we still need to protect our population, but we also need to protect our individual children.
Very young children, the few adults unable to be vaccinated, and those with compromised immune systems. Cancer patients, for example, rely on what's known as herd immunity. This means that if most of a population, or herd, is vaccinated, the disease has little chance of infecting those who are not. Earlier this year, the World Health Organization officially warned of a growing polio health emergency. The disease is spreading through parts of Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. This seems so far away, but we're all connected in our global community. Unvaccinated people in the U.S. may soon face considerable risk while putting in jeopardy those who would be protected by herd immunity. Among the reasons is an ongoing attack on vaccination efforts in Pakistan. The results are spilling into neighboring countries, many of which have had their own vaccination programs interrupted. From a scientific perspective, this offers a very unfortunate control group, showing the positive effect vaccines have had and what can go wrong when they're not used. After extensive research, no conditions have been linked to childhood vaccinations. It's never too late for you or your children to be vaccinated.
Childhood vaccines are covered by insurance and or covered by a state vaccination program. People don't need to pay for their vaccines.
In America, no one should ever have to worry about contracting preventable diseases, which, until recently, have been all but eradicated in the developed world. Hear this program again at WFDD.org. CyWorks Radio is a production of CyWorks and WFDD. Support for CyWorks Radio comes from Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton, LLP. Music by Storyman.